Did you ever imagine that your poo could play a useful part in tracking the spread of COVID-19? Well, Business Insider tells us the Water Research Commission's looking for traces of the novel coronavirus in excrement. The Commission's apparently launched a new initiative to trawl through the country's sewage system for traces of the virus which infected people have flushed down their toilets. Joining me right now is Research Manager in the Water Use and Wastewater Management Strategic Area at the Water the Water Research Commission, that is. Dr. Nonhlanhla Kalebaila, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Dr. Kalebaila. I must ask you, first of all, I understand that water or wastewater-based epidemiology has been used for quite a while to trace a number of diseases. How commonly do we use it here in South Africa?
Good afternoon, Joanne, and good afternoon to your listeners as well. Thank you for inviting us to the program. So wastewater-based epidemiology has been used for a while, you're quite correct, for tracing other diseases such as polio. So that has also been done in South Africa. The NICD is already doing some work in that area.
Right. So give me a sense of this. What information can you actually glean from the sewage you're examining?
Okay, so by examining sewage, you are basically actually testing a large number of people using one sample, because now all the sewage is collected and then it's directed to one area. So what we test for in the sewage, we can test for the presence of the virus itself or remnants of the virus. So based also on the viral load, we can be able to actually track the trends, whether the viral load is increasing or decreasing, so that we can inform on actually the magnitude of the outbreak.
And how would health experts, how do they generally use this information in regard to determining hotspots and so forth?
Yes, so like I've already mentioned that, so by just analyzing the sample, then you get an idea of really the viral load in the sample. So because we know exactly where the locations of the wastewater treatment works are, and we also know how many people are served by this wastewater treatment works. So based on that, so the calculation for actually estimating the number of infections is quite a sophisticated calculation, where you would actually calculate the mass load of the RNA, which is the biomarker for the virus itself, and then also put in some other correction factors where now you factor in the population, you also factor in the flow rate of your sewage works, so that then you just get a close enough estimation of how many people might actually be carriers of the virus within that population or community.
Okay. Could this be a possible solution where perhaps there are too few test kits or backlogs in labs that have done tests, Dr. Kalebaila?
So at the moment, what in our program, what we'll do is that we're going to work with university laboratories, because there is still a research component that is attached to our program. So which would for now independent of the clinical testing program that is being run in commercial labs, so that we make it clear that priority is the clinical program where the testing for patients is occurring.
And what are the particular challenges that exist in areas like informal settlements, for example, where there might not be proper sanitation?
So, yes, as you would have already seen that in the developed parts of the world, what they are doing is that they are doing the wastewater-based epidemiology surveillance program, which is really based on being connected to a sewer. So what we've done for the South African program, which also we hope to share with the rest of Africa, is that we are calling the program a sanitation-based, because we're going to be looking at the different models of sanitation that are used in the country. So it will be the sewer program, as well as we're going to look at your on-site toilet program, look at taking samples for now in shared communal toilets, which could be your pit latrines or your normal community ablution blocks.
And tell me, Doctor, how expensive is it to implement a system like this, which examines sewage in the way you've described?
So if we were to take a sample in all the wastewater treatment works, so we have about 824 wastewater treatment works in the country. So as you can imagine, the cost for doing that, it would greatly escalate. Right. So that is why at the Water Research Commission, we have opted to do a stepwise approach, where we're going to start small in metropolitan cities, where really they are hard hit, and then with extra funding and support from our partners, then we're going to look at provinces. And then if the funding eventually becomes available, then we can look at scaling up into the country.
Such an interesting solution, Doctor. Thank you. Sorry to come in there, but thank you so much for speaking to us today. I think you filled us in really well on exactly what this whole system entails. Dr. Nunhlanhla Kalebaila, she's Research Manager in the Water Use and Wastewater Management Strategic Area at the Water Research Commission.